Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Blame pies roll on. I got a bunch of them here via Twitter. Folks, not thrilled. Carl Grebe somehow puts 100% of the blame on Dan Snyder. What you got on that one, B? Kind of funny. So over this says 30% of the blame on Dan Quinn, 30% to Cliff Kingsbury, 30% to Joe Witt, and 10 to the kicker. Let's see what Mama Stu says. Hello, Mama. How do you do?
God, man. I was a mixed bag. You know, I was pleasantly surprised and happy with someone with the offense, with the defense, made me sick to my stomach. My blame pie is 40% to the defense for the performance. The tackling was horrible. The failing to stop the third down conversions, it was just horrible. 20% to Cliff. I felt like he could have made adjustments, especially when those corners went out of the game. I didn't think he used the tight ends enough. I didn't like the first play of the game. Why don't you just run the ball? Why are you going? I didn't like that. 20% to the special teams. We don't need to talk about that. Please fly in several kickers. 10% to the lack of first team reps, especially on the defensive side of the ball and offense, because none of those guys really played together solid as a first team unit throughout the entire preseason. And then my last 10% goes to the refs for missed calls and poor calls. And that's my blame pie.
Great call, Mama. Thank you. B, were you surprised by the tackling yesterday?
Yeah.
I was, because I understand preseason, all these things, but one of the things that you and I both believed, I don't want to just say that we were told, believed, was that the little things would be better with this new defensive regime. Mm-hmm. And it's only one game, and a lot can happen, but in week one, the little things were not better.
Yeah, they weren't. They weren't. I mean, the thing about it, I saw some flat feet when it came down to tackling. And when you have flat feet, if a guy has some movement and he just doesn't run right into you, you're not making a tackle. And that happened several times yesterday.
Dan Quinn was asked post-game about tackling. And I don't really agree with this. I don't know who asked him because I was in the locker room at this moment, but he was asked, how do you work on tackling during the season? And he said, actually, you can work on it a lot, usually not always, but there are two things that come up. One is called tracking, taking an improper angle. The second one is usually in the next step of terms of diving or reaching. I think they had a bad day tackling. I think especially in late in the second half there when the outcome was pretty well decided,
yeah.
I think the tackling got worse. And I think that's problematic for other reasons.
I think this, though, I think that they're gonna work on it and get it corrected. They're not going to just be constantly putting the same people out there and say, hey, just go do it again.
But knowing that they're physically this week they're not going to be running tackling drills. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. They're not going to run tackling drills, but the intensity might pick up a little bit.
Well, I also think it might help playing the Giants. Now, I know how good the Giants have been against them, and I know how good Daniel Jones has been against them. But in general, the guy stinks on ice. So, ideally, you can get one of these more customary bad Daniel Jones performances than the good ones that he always somehow seems to rattle off against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they lost to, not DiNucci, DeVito last year. So, there's a lot for them to kind of discuss. I mean, Daniel Jones yesterday was 22 of 42 for a .186 with two picks. Oh, and by the way, he's making $45 million
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, see, that looks worse when you're making $45
million. Bro, Commanders had a bad weekend. A few people that we could say had a worse weekend. Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And Joe Shane. Saquon goes off Friday night, and then his boys. Yo, remember how excited he was for Devin Singletary, Motor Singletary? 10 carries for 37 yards. And he's the same age as Saquon and making the same amount of money.
As soon as Saquon scored the second touchdown, this guy sent me the clip.
The video?
Of Mara talking to Shane. Say, I'm not going to have a good day.
Sure.
Saquon go to Philly. Saquon went to Philly and played well.
Danny Dimes, 22 of 42 for .186 and two picks. Get that performance next week, and then we'll be having a credit pie.
Yeah.
If you get that next week, it's going to be credit pie, pizza pie, pumpkin pie. Numb Clown. We haven't heard from Numb Clown in some time. Hello, Numb Clown. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, brother.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing, man? Long time no hear, man. So let's get right after it. I got 15% on St. Juice by himself, 15% on the wide receivers because they can't get open, nor it's like they forget how to do the scramble drill. Quarterback going right, they run right with them. They just go to their points and stop. I got 30% on the DBs as a collective, 20% on the kicker, and 20% on the tackling. I don't know what it is, but as soon as somebody dons that burgundy and gold, people forget how to tackle. It looks like they just playing tag out there, man. So that's my blame pie.
All right, brother.
Well done, Numb Clown. Thanks for the call, buddy. We're going to keep the phone lines going. 800-636-1067. Everybody's on there. Stay there. We're coming to you. I see you, Derek and Matt and Jay.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I haven't let the great Landini give us his blame pie yet, though. And you got to give the people what they want. Professor, your blame pie.
All right, blame pie. It's only 5%, but I feel like I want to mention it first because of how aggravating it is. I'm giving it to the kicker. He gave the Bucks good field position at least three times and missed an opportunity to put points on the board. I think one of them was from, like, what, 56?
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad about that one.
Like, I'm not that upset, but still, there were multiple kickers that were making 50-yarders all day yesterday. I don't know if you were watching.
Yep.
We clearly don't have one of them. Then I'm going to go Cliff Kingsbury at 10%. I actually think the offensive performance was actually roughly average if you look at the other teams around the league, but they just didn't get the wide receivers enough involved, and I feel like a lot of that's on Cliff there. 15% is going to go to the non-secondary positions on defense, particularly the defensive line. They just weren't finishing. They weren't making tackles, the whole defense generally. And then 70% to the secondary because those guys suck. They can't cover people, and it's going to be a long, tough year unless that gets better, and I don't see how it does.
I don't either, dude. At some point, we've got to trust our eyes and what we've seen. And I just, certainly if the pass rush can improve, that could help. I was worried about the secondary going into the season. Secondary got carved up in the first game of the year. It's hard to, outside of like smoking an L or just lying to yourself, it's hard to get your brain to think, okay, something will change now.
Mike Davis was brought here.
Didn't play a snap.
But let's see if he can play. You know, you got Noah Eye. Let's see if he can play.
Pass rush
If the guys that you put out there don't get it done, then somebody else needs to be put out there.
You've been saying that for a while, and I think that started to become one of your biggest beefs with the way Ron ran the program.
But they did it for a whole year.
I'm wondering, what is your timeline of when, like, how many games do you have to see before, like,
to last year was the fourth year of a stint. Right. I gave Ron the same grace I give any coach here.
Yo, early on in the Ron era, you did, for sure.
In the fourth year, he was still doing exactly what he did in the first game. I don't think this crew is going to do that. But they're going to make a difference.
What is, like, if you're the staff, right, and you're DQ and you're Joe Witt, and those guys probably landed, they had plane trouble. They didn't get out of Tampa till damn near 10:30 or something. So you're back in Ashburn at midnight. Those guys probably watched the tape last night. They're probably watching it again
now. They're probably watching the tape on the plane. They got those little machines.
They have watched.
Yeah.
So when DQ and Joe Witt and all the people involved sit down and start talking about this thing, I don't believe at this point they consider benching anybody. Mm-hmm. But when is that point? 5 games? 10 games? 2 games?
4 or 5 games, if you see the exact same thing, yes, you are thinking about making a move. Sometimes we'll get to that. If you already have a history of watching somebody and they've been that and now they're doing it again under your watch, you just realize that's who they are.
Yeah, and I understand that they didn't want to look too much at last year's tape because last year was broken, but now it's your tape. You know what I mean? So I'll be fascinated to see if there are changes coming.
But I think the ultimate thing you have to remember, this is a real rebuild. And what we may want to happen in a certain period may not happen as quick as we want, because this is a legitimate rebuild, which we've been needing for 20-plus years.
Did you see my tweet? So I wrote a story yesterday for NBC Washington website. And basically, my 2 points were, I understand how much excitement there was. I understand they rebuilt this roster. They flipped everything over. But this was a team that went 4-13 with no Pro Bowlers.
Mm-hmm.
And to expect this crazy jump is at best overly optimistic and probably naive.
And see, that's where I'm at, because I understand all of that. I know all the things that are happening. So I'm not expecting a big jump, but I'm expecting a better performance than I saw yesterday defensively.
Right. We've said this throughout. They might not win 7 games,
mm-hmm.
but it can't look as ugly as it did yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with that.
UGLY, you ain't got no alibi.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.